Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers who keep rolling on.
Winners or losers who keep going on. So go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die. You live for yourself, you live for your business. Do it or die, small business owners, that's what you do. That could be our anthem. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's our 30-plus-year-old song, and it still rings true to me today. It probably does to you, too. Welcome back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. You can subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question, etc., etc. Having a great visit with our good friend Keita Spak, S-Z-P-A-K is how you spell her last name, almost as hard as Blasingame. Keita, with a K, is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, a happiness expert, communication strategist, author extraordinaire. Her new book is called The Simple Life. You can't get it right now, but it's coming up. But you can get her book, Tipping Point to Happiness. Keita, when's the new book going to be available?
I'm gearing for it to come out in the next month or so.
All
and
right.
By that time, I hope to be back on the show because I'll have a special surprise for your listeners.
Automatic, Keita. You're always welcome back here. And we look forward to that special offer. Okay, so we're talking about some of the... You're getting a... As we do so often on this show and have done for so many years now, folks, is we're giving you an early peek at some of these new books, the new books that are coming out. So many books we've given you, we've sort of serialized, many of them we've serialized on the show, and Keita's given us a peek into this new book. In the previous segment, we talked about The Simple Life. What does it mean to have a simple life? What does it mean to simplify? And one of your chapters, Keita, is titled Me, Myself, and I. Now, typically, I think self-reference is too much of it. It's boring. But in terms of the simplifying, you have to be self-referential, don't you?
Yes, you sure do. And this came about because many of you, I'm sure, have been in a seminar or a workshop, and it's been mentioned to you, you know, there's no I in the word team, and we're a team, and we're going to do this as a group. And in my chapter, I talk about the fact that sometimes in these kind of situations, and we can remove it from the business to the personal,
mm-hmm.
it's almost as if we have to forget about ourselves, forget about our own feelings, our own opinions, our own beliefs,
mm-hmm.
in order to fit in order to become part of the tribe, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this chapter, I say, no to that. I say, I want the I and the me, myself, to be referenced and to be a priority. So the chapter becomes a look at why it's so important to reference yourself and to understand why you think the way you do.
All right. So why is that? As I say, if you're going to find out what's really important to you, you have to be self-referential. And
yes.
the other thing that I tell small business owners. You know, as often as I talk about, you know, subordinating your goals to your employees, helping your employees be successful, aggregate their success. I talk about teamwork organization all the time on the show. But, Keita, as a small business owner, we're the alpha members of our company. If we're not happy, healthy, and excited and energetic about when we're at work, then the company suffers. We have to take care of ourselves.
That's correct, and the thing is, from there, in terms of referencing yourself, and maybe we'll address this just a little quickly and more thoroughly. It is looking at yourself and looking at what is the status of your belief system, what is the status of what you like and you don't like, what are some of these things that you've been doing for a long time in your business,
mm-hmm.
that maybe don't matter anymore. They've become like rituals.
Have you lost,
that are no longer necessary.
Have you lost your way with regard to values?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
The thing is, if one is if one is doing something for a long time, believing something for a long time, referencing something for a long time, without looking at it again and saying, is this important? Do mm-hmm. I still want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, if I grow in, am I more mature now? Am I perhaps even older and I don't need this? Why am I competing, for instance, with a neighbor about something? Maybe it's acquisition of certain things like boats or cars. Why? You have to ask the question before you can move forward.
And if you're unhappy, if you take a good look at yourself, the way Keita's talking about, and you discover unhappiness, these things that she just mentioned, you probably find that if you slipped loose from your true north, from your values, that's probably the source of your unhappiness. But because you've been doing it so much, because the marketplace of the world is pulling you in that direction so much, you don't realize how far you've wandered off of your North Star. What do you think, Keita?
I think that's a very valid point, Jim. We are so bombarded that we finally, as I mentioned to you in the break, we're like a cork in an ocean.
Right.
And we're being tossed all over the place. And really what you have to do in one way is get your bearings.
Mm-hmm.
And this little book is helping you do that.
As to quote a passage from Shakespeare, this above all, to thine own self be true. Keita, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find you in the book.
I am at Tipping Point to Happiness, and I will have a new website out with the book I'm back on the show. So
which will be real soon, Keita. Thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the book.
Oh, I'm very pleased to have it out for everyone.
Thank you, Keita. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.